Chapter 23, read to you by Mrs. Barkis. When Samar exited her house, it was time for the rest of our plan. She paused, as she always did, to say hello, and Bongo, as she always did, said hello back. But this time Bongo surprised Samar by landing on her shoulder and presenting her with a mangled piece of paper. Samar took it from Bongo. "This has Stephen's name on it. Why on earth do you have it?" "No way," Bongo said by way of an answer. "Well, I'll be sure he gets this," Samar said. Bongo gave a little caw and headed back to me. Perfect. A simple plan, beautifully executed. Samar would give the homework to Stephen. They'd strike up a conversation about the crazy crow in the big oak tree. They'd laugh, they'd share, they'd realize they had a lot in common. Voila, friendship. It was a great plan. Except for the part that came just seconds later, the part where Samar noticed a friend of Stephen's walking by. She dashed over and asked him to give Stephen the piece of paper. And that was that. "Meddling isn't as easy as I thought it would be," I confessed to Bongo. "Hey, I did my part." "You were wonderful," I said. "Well, we'll just have to try again. We don't have a lot of time." "Red," Bongo said with a sigh, "please don't remind me." Chapter 24. That afternoon, we tried plan number two. "This isn't going to work, Red," Bongo said, strutting back and forth on the lawn. "Pessimist," I said. "Optimist," she replied. Secretly, I had my doubts, though. Our second plan required help from one of the babies. There'd been much bickering over which baby would get to assist us. But then there'd been plenty of bickering ever since Francesca's threat to cut me down. It frustrated me to see my residents, the ones who'd miraculously been getting along so well, they turn on one another when faced with a problem. Granted, it was a big problem, but if I could handle it, it seemed like the least they could do was behave during our last days together. Bongo flipped a penny she kept in her collection of treasures, and we arrived at our helper, the smallest baby opossum, Flashlight. "Let me get this straight," said Bongo. "You're afraid of Flash—" "Shh," Harry Spiders hissed. "We try not to say that word around him." "So what do you actually call him?" Agnes asked. "He answers to Flash," Harry Spiders explained. "Well, Flash," said Bongo, "you understand the drill, right? You pretend to be dead. You guys are good at that, right?" Flash nodded excitedly. "Opossums are the best dead pretenders in the world. So you play dead. Samara and Stephen see you as they're coming home from school." "We're hoping they come home at about the same time today," I interrupted. "And then they freak out," Bongo continued. "See the cute little maybe dead baby. Talk about what to do." "Are you certain this is safe?" asked Harry Spiders. "I'm feeling a little faint just thinking about it." "We'll all be watching, and Stephen and Samar are smart kids," I reassured her. "They'll know not to touch a sick animal." So they go get their parents, call a wildlife rescue place or maybe a vet, and while they're busy, Bongo continued, little Flash, Flash runs back to his den. Samar and Stephen come back out, have a good laugh about the vanishing opossum. Maybe the parents even get to talking. "I really think you would do a better job," Big U complained. "She's a born actor. Or you, or you." "This has been officially decided," Bongo said firmly. "We flipped the penny, remember?" "Just saying," Big U muttered. Down the street, the school dismissal bell rang. "Places, everyone," Bongo urged. "This is totally gonna work," I said. "This is totally gonna fail," Bongo said at the very same instant.